On payday, I will occasionally put a $10 bill and an unsigned note in an envelope and slip it onto someone's desk. It isn't a large amount, but it sure brightens my day to be able to do it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. On payday, I will occasionally put a $10 bill and an unsigned note in an envelope and slip it onto someone's desk. It isn't a large amount, but it sure brightens my day to be able to do it. How many of us find joy in doing something that costs us money for which we get no appreciation, for which we get no response, because nobody knows we do? How many of you have done things like that? Have you taken someone's clothing that was lying out just out of the laundry and folded it up and put it in their room without being asked or without telling them you did it, you know, and then it just appeared there? Or how many of you have ironed somebody's clothing and not said, I ironed your clothing. Well, you know, that's no gift. Why iron it if you're going to want to get credit? I mean, because the amount of credit you can get is not enough for the work you're doing. So don't go after the credit. Iron the clothing because it is a joyful thing to do and makes you happy. And you see how sharp a crease you can put on the pants or something like that, you know. Or how perfectly you can iron the shirt so that it can be folded in a suitcase and not look wrinkled when you take it out. That's really an art. That's really an art. Now, what have you done to yourself or to someone else for which you didn't get credit and which made you feel good? Which made you feel good? Did you ever say to a person, lady, you dropped your purse, and you were very busy, and you were rushing to get out to the car, and you were rushing here, but the lady dropped her purse or dropped her wallet or something, and you said, oh, lady, you dropped your wallet? Or if you couldn't get her attention, you'd run, pick it up, and run it to her, you know, and say, here, you lost this. Have you ever done that? I was with, who was that with? I guess my sister. Yeah, my sister. And she had her purse. No, actually, it was Pat Shifted. She had her purse and was riding in the car with me. And out of her purse fell her wallet. And it fell into the back seat on the floor. And I really didn't notice it. But when I was getting out of the car, I felt, I'm going to look in the back seat. And I looked there, and there was her wallet. And I said, oh, Pat, here, you dropped your wallet. Oh, she was so amazed that she had done that. But it was out of her open purse. She'd opened the purse for some reason, and plop, out goes the wallet. Now, these things, it could have happened in our car. It could have happened in the street or anywhere else. You never know where she lost it. But it happened, and it made me feel good to give it back to her. But I should have probably emptied it first to teach her a lesson, you know. Isn't that what I should have done?
No.
No, we sometimes feel we have to teach people lessons, but that's not the lesson we want to teach them. We want to teach them the lesson that we learn, and that is, it's better to give than to receive. It's better to do something lovely in another person's world, in another person's life, than it is to have anybody do anything for you. And if anybody does something for you, be sure that you properly appreciate it. Thanks. Oh, yeah. You know how you do sometimes. And that's not very nice. That's not very nice. Because what that means is that you don't appreciate that they appreciate it. And that's not something to eat. And so this is very important for each of us to think about how we could do something nice for somebody else. Did you ever write a birthday card for somebody and make your name so tiny they could hardly read it? But you wrote on the birthday card and said some lovely thing on the birthday card. But you made your name so small they could. Or did you write in a way that they couldn't tell that it was your handwriting? They couldn't tell who had written this, you know, and then maybe forgot to sign it. And just give it anonymously. Say, to the most wonderful person in the world, the most sweet person in the world, who always is doing lovely things for everybody, and we here at the monastery are so grateful for you and for everything that you do. You're just a fantastic person. You're just glorious and wonderful, and we think you're just super duper duper, you know. And then, who would write like that, you know? I say, well, that must have been Herb, you know. That must have been Ellen or Sylvia or Ingeborg or somebody like that. Oh, no, Rex or Button or Love. Surely it was Rex. Rex, did you write a note like that? I think that'd be a nice idea. Yes. Now, wouldn't that be something? And put a paw print on it. Or the cats, Blackie, you know, especially Blackie. Blackie's just finished her school on penmanship, and she's learned how to write very well. Spot and Magic are still around, and they're doing their good things. So who knows who's sending out these wonderful little epistles of love. And that's what we should all do. Write the missives of love that tell what's in our heart and what makes us feel very happy about life. We don't have the opportunity to go to someone's desk and write a check for, or rather give them a $10 bill, because we don't handle that money of our own. We handle only the campus money and the monastery money. But we can create a card for them. We can do anything else like that. And we can also create that for someone we love. Now, do you know anyone that you love that you'd like to do that for? Do you know anybody? Do you know anybody who would deserve a nice welcome home card, you know, after they've been away for, 10 days, 11 days, and they come home, and then there's not even a light on in the house, there's not even anybody up to do anything, you know, was there? You know why?
Because it was morning.
It was the middle of the day. But it sounds dramatic to say it the other way. There wasn't even a light on when I came in, you know.
And, but there were flowers standing.
Yeah, but there were flowers standing. Well, you know, we don't mention all those things. we just mention the things that there weren't. And you didn't have a German chocolate cake ready for me that when I came in. You didn't have any of these things that were going to be just so super and so wonderful, you know. And if you're just patient, he'll bring it to you. You watch. Now, he wants to do it. So he'll do it. Just let him do it. And Rex, you're a good boy. Yes, you're a very good boy. Mm-hmm. He'll put it right in your hand.
Okay.
Yep. Now, don't scare him away. You see, this is knowing how to be loving. And if we're playful, then he wants to play. And if we're not playful, then he thinks that he has to make the play. So, but that's okay, you know. This is standard. You do that when other people are trying to get him too, and other people do that when you try to get him. It's a standard procedure, you know. And these are things that we have to watch. Because a lot of times, well, why are you doing that? And I'm trying to, well, because they have the same attitude you do. Anybody who gets them is good, you know. And that's not really right. What do you have there, Rex, huh? What do you have? Is that so beautiful? Is that so beautiful? Rex, what a lovely thing you got there. What is that? That's a thing for a coffee cup?
A coaster?
Right. And he is just so, so beautiful with that. You see, we want to teach him that those are things that puppies don't play with. But so far, we've taken the napkins away from him, so what else has he got? You know, he's got to play with something. And he doesn't have to play with that, does he?
No.
Now, what are you going to do for Rex? Now, each one of you go in town at least once a week, maybe more often. And I haven't seen any of you bring toys out for the kids. I haven't seen you bring toys out for Rex or toys out for Button or Love and Blackie or Magic or Spot. I haven't seen you do that to any of them. Now, why haven't you done that? Why haven't you done it? Why haven't you stopped in at Petco and picked up a big teddy bear for them or something like that, you know? Right, Rex?
A little mouse.
Yeah, or a mouse. Well, he likes the real kind. But you see, these are the little subtle things that you could give him. And you don't take credit for it. You just lay it there, and he gets it. He says, oh, what I found, look what I found. And, well, Sylvia gave it to you, or Ingeborg gave it to you, or Ellen gave it to you, or your dad gave it to you, you know. And he says, no, I found it. And it's for me. It's for me. And that's why it's so nice to give gifts when nobody knows we're giving them, and nobody knows who we are, and it's sort of a gift that is anonymous in every sense of the way, but we feel good in giving it, and that's what counts. So, my beloveds, give, and as you give, so shall you receive. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.